We usually think of Jesus being born in a stable, right? With the animals, Mary laying him in a manger. And yet the gospel today says that the Magi entered the house where the Holy Family was. Was it a stable or a regular house? Tradition says that the stable was part of a series of caves that were the backside of a series of houses. People lived in the houses, and they kept the animals in the caves on the backside. And archaeology has actually found a series of caves matching that kind of a description in Bethlehem. So what probably happened was that the houses were initially all filled up, and so Mary and Joseph had to go to the caves on the backside with the animals, the stable, and that's where Jesus was born. But then sometime later, they were able to upgrade to the front of the house. So once again, archaeology, in this case at least, reinforces Scripture. Today is the solemnity of Epiphany. An epiphany is about a revealing, a manifestation. In the first chapter of Matthew's gospel, Matthew answered the question, who? Who's being revealed? In the first chapter, Matthew gives a genealogy. And this who is described there as a descendant of Abraham. Abraham being the father of the Israelite nation and the father of faith. And he's also described there as a descendant of David, the founder of the Israelite kingdom. And then Matthew continues in chapter 1 to explain that this who is also the son of Mary and the son of God. That's kind of a mega manifestation in and of itself. God has a son. The Jews didn't know that. Mary's the first one to know that. And now he's manifested to us. We see him. In the second chapter of Matthew, where today's reading comes from, he answers the question, where? Where is he revealed? If Jesus really is the heir to the Davidic kingdom and, mind blow, the Son of God, then where do we find him? Matthew says, follow the star, and it will lead you to Bethlehem. Bethlehem was the hometown of David and his dynasty. And Bethlehem, Bethlehem in Hebrew, also means house of bread. So first, follow the star. Have you noticed in the gospel that only the Magi can see the star? It arises for them. It leads them. It stops for them over the house where Jesus is. The star was a heavenly messenger showing them where. So those two questions are important for each one of us to ask as well. Who's Jesus for you and for me? Is our understanding of who Jesus is the same as Matthew's? If Jesus is the heir to the Father of faith, then he's the subject of our faith. If he's the heir to the Davidic kingdom, then he's the founder also of the kingdom of God, and he's our king. There's no way to be indifferent or neutral regarding Jesus. There's hot and cold, meaning those who are for him or against him. There's no lukewarm. The book of Revelation says that he spews the lukewarm from his mouth. There's no neutral. Who is Jesus for you? It's really important to be clear on that one. And then the second question, where is Jesus? Where do we find him? The star which guided the Magi was a heavenly messenger that gave light and guidance. Sometimes Christians are blessed with a supernatural light or a heavenly experience. But at least as commonly, probably more commonly, Christians are guided by heavenly light from the supernatural word. the supernatural word of God that we call the Bible. The Bible is a heavenly messenger that points us to Christ. And for Christians, our house of bread is certainly found in the church. And whenever the church celebrates the Holy Eucharist, this becomes the house of the bread of life. The gospel says that the Magi were overjoyed at seeing the star which led them to the house. And when they entered the house and saw Jesus and his mother, they prostrated themselves and did him homage. Do we experience joy when the heavenly light and divine message brings us here? When we see Christ manifested on this altar, do we give homage to the King of Kings? The Magi brought gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, right? Gold for a king, frankincense for his divinity, myrrh for his humanity that would die for us. What homage can we bring to honor Jesus as our King, as our God, as our suffering Redeemer? The King wants our cooperation. The God wants our faith. The suffering human wants our love. Matthew has answered the questions of who this is and where we find him. You and I have to answer the question of what we bring to him. Herod, the king, in quotes there, was troubled because he wanted only to receive obedience from others, not to give it to someone else. The chief priests and the scribes in the gospel were troubled because they refused to believe that God has a son. They refused faith. The whole city of Jerusalem was troubled because they refused to suffer, which is the only way to truly love. The Prince of Peace, and he alone, can calm our troubles. What will we offer him? So here's the homework for the week. This week, what will be your gold, frankincense, and myrrh? How will you offer obedience, faith, and sacrificial love? How will you honor our King, our God, and our suffering Redeemer? Throughout this week, try to keep that in mind. How can I do that this week? King God, suffering Redeemer. And don't forget to listen to your star.